We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Bart Winkler. This is the Bart Winkler Show, and I agree with Twitter. Adrian Griffin should be fired. Fired up about how well his team was playing against the Toronto Raptors. We've got your Dan Shaney YouTube stream Bucks post game coming up in just a little bit. Before we get into that, I want to hammer away at some of the big topics happening in this state right now. First of all, I rewatched Packers Steelers. How did they lose that game? How did the Packers lose that game? At the game, you know, at the you know, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh did a number on me. Mentally, spiritually, physically, I don't know that I was ever there. I just kind of floated through the city on a drunken escapade with highs and lows, and it was weird. I don't know, kind of out of body. So I didn't like process or at some point see some of this game in full. And I just don't understand how they didn't win. Obviously, the backwards pass and then settling for field goals was a bummer. Dan Orlovsky's thing on Jordan Love where he makes great throws, but now he's got to make the good ones. I think that's a pretty good summation. And I think that for me, like, there's still a lot of people because I did not like this pick. So if anything, I should be rallying against Jordan Love this whole time to show that, hey, I was right 4 years ago. But I didn't like the pick for where the Packers were at the time. I think that what I see in Jordan Love is, and Aaron Nagler, I saw, used a good description that I've been saying, the Rorschach test. That's not how you say it. He probably says it right. The blob one. It's like you see what you want to see. And with Love, I'm telling you, like, we see there's good throws in there. But some of you have decided he's not going to be the guy. Some of you decided he should be the guy. And some just don't know. And I think what's pressing is the decision to, like, give him another contract is quicker than it is on a lot of these guys because this is not his rookie year. If this was his rookie year, I think a lot more people would be a lot more satisfied. You'd say, oh, I wish he could be the MVP like C.J. Stroud. What that is crazy. If this was Love's rookie year, I think we'd be more satisfied, but we're up against it. We're up against, like, when he is going to be, is he going to be? Doesn't have a lot of time to prove it. But I'm seeing enough good there. Like, there's a reason you feel better about Love after the Steelers game than maybe the Rams win, because he played better. And that's kind of what we want to see going forward. Packers of the Chargers coming up on Sunday. Also, with the Brewers, Pat Murphy is official. He will be the manager. I'd be interested to see what his salary is. You know, if Craig Counsell really reset the market on managers, Pat should be getting more than $8 million because he reset the market. This is the thing that, like, I'm not getting. So I've talked about, you know, if you don't understand, you don't understand. But this sect of people that are celebrating and thinking that Craig Counsell did this to reset the market. First of all, that's not why he did it. Second of all, he doesn't care. Third of all, I don't think he did. I don't think he reset anything. I don't think you're going to see another manager get more than $8 million for a while. I mean, the Mets guy didn't. Murphy ain't getting $8 million. What are they going to pay Murph? Murph knows that they offered Counts 5.5. What are they going to give Murph? Three tops? Be interested to see what that is. I mean, I have no idea. Before we get into the Bucks again, got some voicemails on the Carl's Place voicemail line. 402-915-BART is where you can send those. 402-915-2278 for the Carl's Place voicemail line. You can check out Carl's Place, which has golf simulators and other great screens for you if you're in the market for something outside. Or really what's cool is, and what I probably should be talking about more, is that you can use the golf simulators to also watch games and then do the golf. That's really neat. If you can get that in your house, that's the way to go. When I was last there with Toby, they also, like, you can get the video where it shows you your exact swing, and you can see just where in the swing you are turning it, like me. And like I hit it like I'm plunging a toilet. I'm just like coming in from weird angles. So I got to see that. CarlOfET.com/Bart is Carl's Place. This one is from Teacher Tom.
Hey, this is Teacher Tom thinking about the Brewers and what's going on and wondering what your thought is on what's the Brewers' best plan of action, pre-agents, trades. What would you like to see them do? You know, last year we were hoping for a big-time bat, and when that never happened, it wasn't that much excitement. And, you know, occasionally there was good offense, but a lot of times the offense struggled. Would you like to see a couple big bats, first base, third base, DH? Do you want to see them completely rebuild, trade Adames, trade Corbin Burns? Or do you want to see bites at the apple again, I guess, would be the other option of keeping Adames, keeping Burns, not signing any big bats, but just, you know, get your guys, you know, Jesse Winkers and those things, and hoping for the best. Bye.
Bye, Teacher Tom. During the school year, he is Teacher Tom. During the summer, he is Painter Tom. Jim Bowden had an article at The Athletic for possible Corbin Burns trades. And these are a lot of names we'd have to learn. Like, would you trade Corbin Burns for corner infielder Kobe Mayo, left-hander D.L. Hall, right-hander Chase McDermott, and outfielder Dylan Beavers? Yeah, I mean, I don't know much about those guys. I've heard of D.L. Hall. Yes. I think that there, if I gathered anything from what Matt Arnold said, and we'll find out more at the press conference Thursday, it seems like he knows that the way they're doing it isn't going to work. The way they're doing it, even salary be damned. So take the whole salary thing out of it. If the Brewers, with the structure of baseball, is how it is, if they're going to try to win, I think they realize that fetishizing. I think that's right. Matt in the Falls will tell me. I think that the fetish they have over pitching might need to, like, flip it over to batting. Okay? Because the pitching and the defense can only get you so far. You got to score runs in the playoffs. They just haven't been able to do that. Now, sometimes their manager torpedoes them by pinch hitting Jesse Winker twice as like an FU. We should have known then. But that's what I think you need. And I think that's what they might trend towards. There's no way they compete at a high level this year. They're in shambles. I don't know what they do. Bring up the young guys. Let them play as much as possible. Trade pitching. And by pitching, I mean Burns. And then come back around with Freddie Woody. And maybe you have another guy pop up by 25. Is what I would do as an approach, I think. Haven't sunk my teeth into that, like, heavily. But I think trading Burns is step A in any scenario. I do think you need to trade Burns. Craig is in Appleton.
Hey, Bart, this is Craig in Appleton. I had to reach out to the Carl's Place voicemail hotbox wanted to get your tips. I know the Bucks are playing tonight, Wednesday night, and then again on Friday, and then Saturday they'll be at home. I'm going to the game on Saturday with the family, two kids. Need your tips on parking and maybe some recommended food at Pfizer and some cold beers. Also, need to wish a happy birthday to my good, good buddy, Ed in Phoenix. I know he's listening. He got me interested in the Bart Winkler podcast from the get-go. Great job. Keep it going. Thanks, and happy birthday to Ed in Phoenix. Bye.
Well, thanks, Ed. Or happy birthday, Ed. Thanks, Craig. Tim's got to get that one in post, or I'm going to feel like a jackass. I'll stop here. Tim, this is where you edit it. Ready? Well, thanks, Craig. Man, Craig. And thank you, Ed, for getting Craig onto it. And happy birthday to Craig. Oh, fuck, Tim. Happy birthday to Ed. Happy birthday to Tim. Fuck, Ed, edit that in post. I butchered the whole thing. Tim, just take out that whole voicemail and I'll play it on Friday. As far as the game, though, so the last time I went to a game was the in-season tournament Friday night. Now, with kids, I would go to... I would go to, like, the Broad House or Who's on Third, or maybe even Goolsby's for... Like, if you want to eat, I would do that. As far as parking, I would just suck it up and park in a lot that you have to pay. I don't know. I feel like parking, it's like I hate paying for parking as much as the next guy. And typically when I go to games, I'll park by like Red Arrow Park and walk. But or like on Cherry Street. But I would probably just suck it up and park in a ramp and then eat somewhere near the stadium. Or if you want to eat at the stadium, I guess you can. But then you're like standing at one of those tables or you're eating in your chair and then somebody wants to come over. What I would do if I was taking my kid, well, my kid's four, so I'd probably just eat at the stadium. That's a good question. I don't know. I don't have an answer for you. I mean, I guess I kind of told you some answers, but I don't have like a definitive Bart's guide to the Bucks games. But maybe that helps a little bit. And it depends when you get there, too. If you're getting there early, you probably get a good spot at the restaurant or a bar. And, you know, I don't think that the atmosphere will be like it's pregame. People aren't going to be falling all over themselves. So I think it'd be fine. I'd recommend Buck Bradley's, but I forgot they shut down and disappeared. So that's kind of a bummer, too. But they were nice. So that's kind of what I do. And if you're staying over, let me know, I guess, voicemail. If you're staying over, what your plan is. But it should be fun. Yeah. Cold beers, get those anywhere. Happy birthday, Ed. And thank you, Craig. Okay. I don't know where this is going to go. Vincent in Anaheim. Whoa. Vincent in Anaheim, historically, listens to all the shows at his own pace. So he's usually like 2 months behind. I haven't listened to this yet. We'll see. Vincent.
Hey, what's up, Bart? What's up, Winklerverse? It's Vincent in Anaheim, man. Hey, man. I want to say thank you for the shout-out, episode 250. You did shout out. He said, happy Thanksgiving. Not quite. I listened to that episode.
Episode 2. This is episode 302, by the way. And Thanksgiving is next week. So not terribly off, Vinny.
About maybe 2 weeks ago already. You know, 2 weeks ago. So happy Halloween. Hopefully you all had a happy Halloween. Right now, I know it's November 14th. So I am actually just finished episode, October 2nd episode, the Damian Lillard trade fallout. I just wanted to say, man, it's been an adventure. It's been great sports talk, funny takes, man. The whole, like, starting from where I started from, you know, the whole, this, like, Paul image, you know, his love affair with Eric Spoelstra, Paul Emig again, not understanding the whole Mount Rushmore, how it has to be a physical location. That was comedy part. You were, you could hear the frustration in your voice sometimes. You know, all that, and then you talking trash on my Angels front office for not doing anything with Ohtani. It's all good. You know, all the way up to you know, old Matt in the Falls and Cone Roller, I guess. Cone Roller, right? Get it going at it with each other, I guess. Because Matt in the Falls got triggered because Cone Roller didn't want to disclose his location. That was comedy too, man. And then, hey, Bart, man, that guy who called you and started talking shit about you not being a true soccer fan, you could hear the anger in your voice. Man, that was all comedy. I know this is way back when, but I am in October 2nd. Episode, and Chief of the Great Sports Talk, I wanted to check in with all y'all guys, all the girls, whoever's in the Bart Winkler verse, it's all good. Hey, man, and Daddy, all the whole, I haven't got to your whole takes about, you know, what's going on with Craig Council, and he's leaving, man. I want to say, Craig Council, thank y'all, because I was a Brewer fan since 2015, I know, right? Hey, I'm an Angels fan, a Giants fan, and a Brewer fan, all right? So those are the three teams I root for, all right? Don't hate. All right, so thank you, Craig Council. But now you're on the other side, so now you're the enemy now. So when we go to war, quote-unquote war, I know it's not real war, but when we're going at it on the field, you ain't my friend. You ain't nothing to me. You the opposition. That's the way I look at it, and that's the way I feel. You know, that sucks that he went over to the Cubs. Can't believe he disrespected the Brewers like that. All that bullshit about Milwaukee and Wisconsin, that shit was kind of like a slap in the face. That's the way I feel. I'm not even from Wisconsin. That's the way I feel from it. But then the other side of me is like, hey, man, get your money. If you're bored with that workplace, fuck it. Go somewhere else then. You know what I mean? But we'll see what Pat Murphy does and all that. So go Brewers. So shout out to Terry Shea. Go Brewers and all that, man. But that's it, man. That's all I want to say, man.
All right, they cut him off. But, man, he's going to be in – he hasn't even gotten to the council stuff yet. Oh, boy, Vincent. And when you get here – Merry Christmas, buddy. Happy holidays to you and yours as well. Brewers did make a trade late Wednesday night. Abraham Toro was traded to the A's, Oakland for now, for righty Chad Patrick, 25, minor league guy. All right. Oh, he was actually involved in a trade with Oakland. He was the one traded for Jace Peterson. How about that? Good shit. All right, we'll come back and do some Bucks, the post game on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream. Remember, and thank you to those of you that have done it already, TupeloHoneyCafe.com, TupeloHoneyCafe.com, taking reservations, and on the reservations, you put in, there's like a note section, and you put in like, listening to the Bart Winkler show or Bart Winkler show promotion or whatever. And I don't like, it doesn't have to be an exact thing. Like it doesn't have to be my name, you know, without spell checking or anything. It can just be like, make some mention of the show and the promotion. I got a note from them today that somebody made a reservation that was just, we know Bart. That was it. So that works. That'll get you 20% off through November. They're running this deal. TupeloHoneyCafe.com. Again, downtown, just kind of near the public market. Holy shit. That's where you got to go eat. Man, I'm a shitty. Tim, you got to edit that in post. You got to go eat at Tupelo Honey Cafe, Craig. Oh, boy. I fucking suck. 20% off your order up to 6 through November. But they're at the corner of Clyburn and Broadway. A good southern kind of feel, that comfort food. Craig, you and the missus, I'm assuming, coming down with the family. You guys can have the nice alcoholic beverages. There's homemade southern sodas for the kids. So check that out and check out the food. And I text Shay that I want to take him out for lunch on Friday there. And now I just have to see if he checks yes or no. So hopefully I have a date with Tim Shay on Friday. TupeloHoneyCafe.com. And yeah, as long as you put Bart, I think, in the reservation notes, should we try to get as weird as possible without being like gross or harmful? We know Bart right now is the winner. We know Bart. I don't know why that cracked me up so much, but it did. We'll talk about a big Bucks dub coming up on the Bart Winkler Show.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a click away. Order online and pick up at your local store. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
And it's the Dan Shaney YouTube stream part of the show, where I'm Bart Winkler, as you may or may not be aware or care. But the Bucks get a win in Toronto. A nice win. A healthy win, a 25-some point lead at halftime, extend that to some 30-plus, and then more win. The Raptors did chip away a little bit, as is customary. I do have a gripe with Steve Novak, more so Steve than Lisa. I think that broadcast in the fourth quarter, like, you've already got a fan base that right now is looking for reasons to hate their favorite team. And to try to make a 20-point lead sound like it's a 2-point deficit, like, I'm going to blame Steve for doing in the fourth quarter, was pretty intense. I was doing some stuff in the basement with the game on. Second half is a, you know, fold the laundry half, you know, at this point, or a, you know, whatever. Second half is like, okay, it's pretty chill. And I hear Steve and the concern in his voice, and I'm like, oh my God. And I hear the Toronto crowd, and they're like, oh, I'm like, oh my God, we're really going to blow this thing. And the Bucks were up like 18. I was like, okay, what are we doing here? Was there a DraftKings you were playing? Very, very noticeable about Dame's minutes. Well, Dame hasn't played in 18.7 plays. So you better, but all right. Let's just read the room. Maybe on another night, I'm not so like picky about that, but read the room. J Money on YouTube says, I had to watch two ads to get in here, and that is how I keep my content free. Would you like to subscribe to a Patreon? Would you like to put myself behind a paywall? Hey, if my kid, okay, and this is where, because I not the first complaint that I make you watch an ad or two to talk some Bucks. My kid watches toy videos where people play with PJ Masks toys. He sits through the commercials just fine. A kid with no attention span. A kid. And you may see a great product that you may enjoy. So if anything, we are expanding your world view. Brooker says, Marcus like rock carries. What do you mean by that? I miss Marcus. I think the broadcast, this is not a criticism of anyone. This is a compliment of Marcus Johnson. The broadcast is infinitely better with Marcus Johnson. That is a compliment and not a criticism to anyone. If you want to take it that way, you may. I just really think that we're lucky to have Marcus Johnson back in the fold here. So as far as the game tonight, just run through some of the highlights. 128 to 112 was the final. Bucks with 70 points in the first half, and Damian Lillard was cooking. He had like 26 maybe in the first half, and that was great to see. We need a night where Damian Lillard kind of takes over and is Dame and scores a bunch of points. And he did tonight. I think I'm a little sick. I'll plow through. But he did tonight. He ended with 37, 9 of 18 from the field, 4 of 10 from 3, which is better. And actually, that's like his career 3-point percent average is like 38. This year with the Bucks, he's been at like 27. It's been very bad. So this was a big night for him, 15 to 16 from the line and 13 assists. I believe, if I heard it correctly, it was his first double-double with the Bucks. I believe it was that. So that was great to see from Dame tonight. Also, Malik Beasley stepping up, 8 for 11. Big night for him. And 30 points for Malik, who got the start. Andre Jackson Jr. gets a start, is in the box score, no points. But I was excited to see him start and get that run. Middleton with 20, 11 points. Brooke Lopez with 33 minutes and 10 points, 8 boards. And then I think the other guys that you want to especially highlight are Bobby Portis, who had some big buckets, 18 points for him. Marjan, who went out limping. He limped into the locker room, but at last check, he was on his phone. So if anybody's worried about Marjan Beauchamp and his injury, because he looked a little upset. He maybe tweaked his ankle, rolled his ankle. I think, like, there's a difference. Like, I'm not one of these Twitter doctors, okay? But it looked like to me, it was, in the moment, it looked way less of a, I'm going to be out for a while. It looked like a young kid that was mad he had to leave the game because he was hurt. So that's what it looked like to me. And Marjan, there was an injury posted by, they blurred this out, but Marjan tweeted on Instagram, I'll be good money, with the cross arm emoji and the 100 emoji. Oh, I get it. Like Bill Schroeder. Okay. This comment before, Marcus like Rock carries. Rock, duh, 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 duh. Do love Rock on the Brewers broadcast and do love Marcus Johnson. What else do we got from you guys? I don't know how I fucked that up. That's my bad. Taylor says, this is the type of win we needed. Book it. Let's go. Kevin says, I'll be hitting up Tupelo Honey for the first time on Friday because of you. When are you going? Because Tim Shea agreed to my date. I asked Tim out to lunch, and I thought I'm paying for him. I thought he'd be like, oh, fuck yeah. He was like, sure. Sorry, Tim. I won't drag you. Do get the discount. So either tell the server, but if you're making a reservation, put it in the notes there that you get 20% off. Just put like Bart Winkler show or something. I mentioned earlier, someone just put, we know Bart, and that ended up working. So I think that was good. Anthony says, why the hell was Dame on the bench for that long? Make it make sense. Coach Griffin, SMH. I'm going to take that as sarcasm. I'm going to take that one as sarcasm. Bearded Gamer says, just checked in to see if you and your band of soy boys are still crying about losing counsel to my beloved Cubs. Do you want to make, like, if you, so there's Cubs fans that come now to every broadcast. If you want me to go soy boy mode, there's a nice little button on YouTube where you can like give money to creators. And if you want to give me like $1.99, I'll do 30 seconds on being a soy boy. I'd be happy to do that. But from now on, you're going to have to pay for the soy boy takes. Andre says, Bucks blow a team out. Finally, we still have people ready to fire Griff. Yawn. That's why I was so upset about Steve Novak and the way that he was making this seem like it was worse than it was, because I thought then people would flock to Twitter and feed off of him. I must have checked Paul Henning's Twitter 80 times in the last quarter, and I don't think he ended up saying anything. You have to win one game. Who are you taking, Sherman, McCarthy, or LaFleur? Holy fuck, that's an impossible question. Wow. Jesus. Let me save that for another day. I want to talk more Bucks, but wow. Jay Money says, what about Lisa? I like Lisa. My issue is not with Lisa. Matt's mad because I said tweet it on Instagram. Yeah, I mean, it's just like Kleenex. You know, they're not all called Kleenex. Some are called tissues. So we're fine. Let's see. Q is here.
Bart.
Yep. I got hot take Jake.
Mr. Jake.
Bucks and Sess, you want to come on? Or you were just watching? Give me a thumbs up if you want to come on. No, you just want to watch? Okay, you can just sit there. I see your head. It's funny because you're not on, but I see your
face. Don't be scared.
No, I mean, if you ever want to jump in, give me a thumbs up.
There's me.
You want to come in? Ah, we bullied him in. We're getting this asshole in.
All right. Hey. Hello. Hey there. Wow. Hey.
That's you got to say something.
No, hey, that's going to say that's what we got Dame for and such. Man, he really is. Oh, gosh.
What did you message me? Twitter removed chats during live video?
Well, yeah, you can't even chat because I was like, it said like, oh, you have to subscribe to premium. I'm like, I'm not doing that. So, but
oh, fucking Elon at it again.
Yeah, I know. I'm just like, yeah, no, it was, what did Dame have? 37 tonight?
Yeah, that sounds right. I literally just said it, but I forgot. Yeah, 37 for Dame. Now, I think the one thing that people might say is, well, is he better without Giannis? You know, we might go on to that route. Dame's played in this league for 12 years like that tonight. So that was comfortable to him. Giannis has played a certain way. This is always going to be a like a mending of styles. You know, remember when we said that about LaFleur and Rodgers? This is going to be two guys learning to give and take a little bit, and it will come. And then on nights where the other guy doesn't play, Giannis will play like he used to, and Dame will play like he used to. So for anybody saying that, I'm not.
Well,
Jake.
First things first. Congrats on the Rome show gig. I can't wait to listen.
I'm tentatively scheduled to fill in for Rome on the Friday of Thanksgiving. Okay. And previously, I was doing Bill Ryder's show. Which everyone's like, oh, fuck, Bart's on again. But now I'm doing Rome show, and everyone's like,
I mean, it's pretty cool.
Okay. It's a big deal. I won't downplay
it. No, I'm looking forward to it.
But all due respect to Bill Ryder.
No, we like Ryder. He's Ryder than all of us. So tonight's game, it was fun. Plastic bottle soda, garbage. But it was weird. Like, it was like watching basketball again. It didn't look like a team that was trying to figure out, okay, am I, you know, a facilitator now? Am I a scorer now? They just looked like a team playing free, and not trying to like, or looking like they were in their head, so to speak. So, you know, Dame looked great. The fact that he only had to take 12 shots to almost get to 40, that's beautiful. I don't know if he's going to get that kind of treatment when he's not playing a skeleton crew team, but obviously it's encouraging. Chris looked smooth with it in the minutes that he had. And honestly, I don't want to go all the way with it, like you mentioned before, which in this society, there's no such thing as in the middle. It's either you're this or this, because that's what I think. But I think it is kind of on Giannis to figure out, where do I fit in with all of this? Look at the way that, I mean, just the offense, the ball movement, the spacing was immaculate tonight. So Giannis being the franchise, it is on him to kind of figure out, how do I best get use of my talents in this team, or in this offense specifically.
Q, your thoughts?
I missed Jake's apology to Adrian Griffin in that little rant he just had.
Haven't you been railing against Griff too?
Me? No.
Why would I apologize to Adrian Griffin?
You've been pretty anti-Griff.
I said that there are quite a few red flags. I said, no, I'm not fire Griffin, but if it comes to that where you have to make a decision on this season, they need to be ready to make that decision. But again, that's the way the world is now. You're either 100% this or 100% that, and there's no such thing as being in the middle, because that's how we live now.
Well, all of this reaction, so the last 36 hours, if you guys aren't online or don't know, like, the last 36 hours have been very weird on Bucks Twitter or Bucks X, where there's been a lot of anti-Griffin discussion. And then there was an article on Brew Hoop, a longtime Bucks blog, that basically said he should be fired and laid that out. And then Brew Hoop's trying to be like, oh, no, it's not our opinion, even though, like, they happily put it out there and happily got all the engagement. And then Brew Hoop was, like, fighting every response they respond to. And then for some reason they tweeted about 3 years ago their Black Lives Matter statement.
Yeah, I saw that. That was
– I mean, it got really – somebody had a great synopsis about it. It was someone asked what happened on Buck's Twitter, and they go – Brew Hoop wrote an article asking Griff to be fired, and then they fought with the GSPN guys a little bit, and then Brew Hoop spent the rest of the day trying to convince people they weren't racist. So that basically is what happened. So it was an awful couple of days, and this all came after a 9-point win against the Bulls. So the Bucks won by 16 tonight.
Yeah.
So God only knows what articles will get written in the next couple of days.
And without Giannis.
Yeah.
And with a rookie starter.
Yeah.
Well, I hope the Brew Hoop thing doesn't end up like the way the story of Sith Lord ended up. We don't want to see that happen again. Miss that guy.
Could you let our new friend Buxton say
speak? No, well, I was going to say, hopefully, I didn't see his, what was it? It was Beauchamp's right ankle it was that he strained?
I think it was the right.
Okay,
but he's on Instagram saying he'll
be. Yeah, that's true. You're just saying yeah. What was I say? Yeah, I know though. I thought Chris played well, but I think he had. Well, I mean, he did a lot of both. He had 6 points in the fourth quarter. I think like 4 assists and such. He did a good job playmaking and such. So, making the right play, which you want to see. I mean, his minutes will, because what he played 20 tonight, and they'll get higher and higher. So.
Yeah, Chris is still – so some of the things like – and also one other thing that I want to stress too is there were some comparisons because it's been 10 games. So it's been 10 games and we're talking about Adrian Griffin. And some people – it's been 10 games. It's like, who cares? And then if you're comparing these 10 games to the 10 games of our championship season, like I think that's irrelevant too. I don't think like it matters, because I guess in those 10 games we like blew out Philly and Golden State, and our biggest loss was by a lot less. It's just like, it doesn't matter. This is a different team on a different journey.
Yeah.
I think we should let this team be what they are. And also there's a lot of guys. I got on that tangent because of Chris. Like Chris has played. Here's his minutes played in the games he's played: 16, 17, 17, 21, 21, 20, 20, 19, 20. He's still not even playing like,
yeah,
half a game,
right?
And with that, and with again Dame getting acclimated, and with Jay Crowder getting hurt, and with Giannis missing a game, you know, it's just there's a lot of moving pieces.
Dame,
there's a lot of moving pieces that haven't come together yet. And so I don't know. I know that we, like, you know, every time we turn on national TV, Celtics I think won again on national TV, so it's like, whoa. And if you know, that game next Wednesday is going to take on way more importance than it should be. But we have to just, like, watch this team grow for what they are. If it goes way too off the rails in February or March, you know, it's just too early. Like, it just seems like people have decided that they want to be fire Griffin after a Bucks playoff loss.
You know, it's funny how, you know,
and instead of doing that then, they're trying to do it now.
It's funny how back in the early 2000s and stuff, late 2010s, you know, it'd be like people would just be like, oh, you know, whatever, another game. But, you know, after you win a championship, it's like, oh, okay, you know, everybody's, you know, kind of pressing more and stuff. But, I mean, which is, I mean, obviously you want fans to care. It's good and bad. But, you know, back in late 2000s when the Bucks were struggling, it was like, oh, okay, you know what? It's just like it's another game. No one was really like – no one, like, cared and such. But it's fun, funny how that changes and such. So,
well, and I – look – again, so age determines like a lot of thoughts, and I'm pressing on 40 here, and you know, I've watched a lot of bad Bucks basketball, and I think that the four of us have, and so yeah. I think the guys here now, and a lot of people that are tuned in, and a lot of people that listen, I think for the most part that is who I feel like I'm speaking to, is Bucks fans that have gone through that. And I think for all of those Bucks fans, like the fact that we got a championship, we earned that. Okay. We as fans earn that. I think some of these newer fans, and maybe it's just how old they are, and you know, you can't help how old you are, but by the time you were in eighth grade, they already had Giannis, and those are your formative years. Like they kind of got gifted a title.
Yeah.
We might earn another one. They're good. Any of these like 23-year-olds writing articles about Griffin being fired, you just don't deserve another title. So I don't want to make a split in the fan base. Jake, you had your hand up.
I think it's pretty obvious to me to add a little bit to the Griffin situation. There were a lot of people who were very down on the hire as it happened. So you're naturally going to look for confirmation bias early on. Like, so I think like for me, I just thought that with this particular team, they'd be better suited having a coach with a championship pedigree. And, you know, there's plenty of people that can say like, yes, we got to wait on Griffin. Just wait. He'll figure it out. There's been plenty of red flags like, oh, this isn't so great, but I've yet to have somebody explain to me why Griffin is doing a good job other than like the record, like he's what making adjustments.
He's making adjustments. He's starting young talent. He's getting people the reps they need to mesh together.
One thing he's literally doing, even as a rookie coach, literally doing the things we were begging Bud to do.
And people are just impatient.
Yeah.
So yeah. I understand it hasn't been pretty, but we have a winning record.
Yeah.
And most importantly, in my mind, like Marjan and Ajax have had significant playing time. Like these guys, if nothing else, they're like big parts of a trade, but to me they're probably playing their way into the rotation. Like Andre Jackson Jr. starting tonight is huge, even if it's just optically, like to get a player like Caruso or somebody else. Like I think Adrian Griffin is doing the things he needs to do. And
well, who else would have started with Giannis and
Bobby Portis
at the three?
I guarantee you Bud would have started Bobby. Like you could set Bud's lineups last year with like 98%.
Or if he'd go pad over Jax.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he would.
I think Q's right, but he could have also gone pad.
I watched enough of Bud's. I could set his lineups. You tell me who's injured, and I could set his lineup every night with like 98% accuracy. There was never a surprise. This shocked everyone, and I think that's the beauty of Adrian Griffin, is like he might have asked Giannis, hey, who should I start in your place tonight? Which, like,
I don't know about that.
I think he could have.
I hope not.
He's a player's coach. I think Bud was a player's coach in like, you guys can go to Disney World or do whatever you want in the locker room. But like pretty much he was going to play who he was going to play, and he wasn't going to make any adjustments. And it seems to me like Griff runs more of a democracy, and it'll be really interesting to see what happens in the playoffs. Cause that's when I think,
but I don't want him running a democracy.
I think it's just such
I want him taking input. The thing about when they came to Brooke, by the way, Beer Baron says, dude on bottom left, that Packers pullover is
sick. Oh, yep.
Can you show that off a little bit?
Oh, yeah, sure. Oops. Was going to say, yeah, it's got the
G's. Jeez.
Thought so.
Yeah. Nice. Did you know there's a Twitter.com account that just has Packer jackets out in the wild? It's pretty awesome.
But what's
Packer jackets. It's just Packer jackets. It's a good account.
Okay.
So I think with the, like with Griff, you know, he gets here and maybe he's got his way that he thinks will work. And I, again, I, it's like, how much Bucks did he watch last year? How much does he know that, you know, Brooke was doing drop coverage? How much does he know that? So he's got his system and the Bucks are like, hey, here's kind of what's worked, and they're going to meld it together and he's going to find what works. But then, you know, like, I don't want him like having people vote on who starts. I want,
I don't think
you got to make the decision.
I'm going to push back on that a little. I think Griff has worked with enough head coaches and been around the league long enough that he could probably coach in like a half a dozen different styles, where Bud was more of a...
Well, I'm going to push back on that a little and say we're both just assuming out of our ass.
No, I mean, I've listened to a bunch of podcasts where like the Locked On Bucks, Lane Kiffin, or the Australian dude, Kane Pittman. Oh, Pittman. Not Lane Kiffin. Kane Pittman. He had like six guests on that were talking about Adrian Griffin's career.
All right. Before... Well, you did your homework, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's hearsay, but he was interviewing people that actually like worked with Griff or like followed Griff intimately for years. So all I'm saying is I think that he can listen to others' opinions and like incorporate them into his coaching style because he's not stuck in one. He's not a one trick pony like Bud was, where it was like Bud probably couldn't make the adjustments because he had only done like one thing for 15 years.
And, hold on. Monkey's got to dance. Bearded Gamer throws $20 to the stream. I said throw $1.99. He threw $20 to the stream. Here's a little donation from a Cubs fan because I'd really like to hear more complaining about Council being a Cub now. Also, Bart, are you crying or coming down with a cold?
What is a Soy Boy?
Did he see Jordan Love at the Bucks game Monday? He saw the Bears owner was there. I mean, he got the Giannis and the Bucks only in the Bulls. He had Love there too, Bears owner. It was...
No, you guys, remember the other night where we're like, I went for $1 million to do a Cubs podcast?
And now you're doing this for $20.
All right, I'll give him a minute.
What is, can you explain what a Soy Boy is, or should I just Google it?
Just Google it.
Okay.
You might like, or just turn around and look in the
mirror. But no, to be fair with Griffin, it's like the same shit. There's a couple plays. Like, I remember one play when they cut the lead to like, you know, 50. I know it was just one play out of the timeout. They, you know, I think ran Chris to a, hit him in the middle of the zone and such with a, I mean, he made a shot, but, like I say, I'm liking the offense better. I mean, obviously, you know, with Giannis, you know, he'll sometimes, you know, drive to the lane, you know, be explosive, get to the Dame, will take his shots and such. But I'm like, oh, we're kind of moving the ball better and something like that, which is good, you know. But yeah, I think it's still, we're not even fully, you know, like, I mean, Chris is still getting his business. Once he gets back and such, it's going to be, watch out. So.
All right, I have to. I'm gonna do it for a minute. I'll give him a minute of me complaining about feet next, huh?
Are you gonna do feet picks next?
I need triple digits for that.
I say fuck that. Take dude's money and run. Thanks, sucker.
No, I threw it out there. Okay. I threw it out there, so I'm gonna stay to my word.
No returns.
If he just said $20 and said do it, that's one thing. But I threw it out there, so. I'll give him a minute of me bitching about Council. It'll be the same shit, but okay. You know, guys, I thought about Council, and the further we get away from this, the more sad I am. I mean, I Craig Council, he told us that he was one of us. He basically looked us in the eye during and told us he loved us, and then the minute that he was done, and he went to go into the bathroom to clean up when he was really texting his other love, the Cubs. And I don't think that he is just not wanted to be there the whole time. I think he loved them the whole time. I think every time that he You could tell he was frustrated. He wanted to be a Cub forever. And Wrigley Field is, it's so great. And they have a real baseball team. And we can't even go and boo him because Cubs fans are going to storm the ballpark and push us out of the way. And I just am so sad about a manager that left me because it's like when my dad left. Oh, we're done.
Didn't you say that he interviewed with them on November 1st?
I hope that was worth the money. T gives $5. He likes the streams.
I'll bet. You know, I think that some of these people, like, I hate when people try to, like, gatekeep and say, oh, you shouldn't be upset. It's like, have these people ever, like, been, like, a serious diehard fanatic of, like, one team, like, one of your rivals? I feel like they're just, like, oh, like, this is sports. They're like, oh, you would take the job. But this isn't like, you know, our real life. This is sports. They're like, oh, you would take the... It's just like, gosh, these people, I just don't understand it. Like,
well, what's funny too is that outside of Milwaukee, Chicago, nobody fucking cares.
Yeah.
And nobody understands it. Like Craig Counsell, real quick now for Bearded. This is bonus content. And I don't want to, but I just want to say, Craig Counsell, like, going to the Cubs is like, it's like Harbaugh going to Ohio State.
Yeah.
It's like Nick Saban going to Georgia. It's like all of this. It's like all of that. And, but baseball's so like, you don't know. You don't know anything. You don't know anything about other teams. So we're trying to tell people that. And they're like, oh, yeah. It's just the manager.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of them don't under. And then because well, and also the thing too, it's like, I mean, obviously, the people don't realize it's like, I don't also people know, but it's like we play in the same division and stuff. It's not like he went to, you know, like the Mets or something. No, we're both in the NL Central and such. And it's like, so, but
Now people are asking Bearded Gamer about the Bulls.
Yeah, didn't they lose by like 30?
Let's talk about that. Who do we want? Who are we giving up for Caruso?
No one.
My max would be Pat and a second. Portland second. That's the most I would offer.
Yeah. Would you consider, like, I don't want to trade any of these young guys at all.
And that's what they want. They want Marjan.
I don't want to trade Marjan. I don't want to trade Ajax. Like, even though Marjan more so, but I just don't want to trade. I don't want to trade anyone.
I think I would trade Beauchamp before I would trade Jackson, to be quite honest.
I wouldn't trade either of them for Caruso.
Caruso is a good defender, but I feel like he does pretty well against Milwaukee offensively, so people remember that and think that that's what they're getting, but he is
an abysmal offensive player. We don't need offense right now.
Well, he's got to be respectable.
I mean,
here's
I
think one he for the round table. We got Q, Jake. What's your name?
Oh, it's Garrett.
Garrett. Oh, hey, did Garrett. You go the other day?
To where?
Did you go to Tupelo, honey?
Oh, no, I didn't. No, no.
Oh, there was a Garrett that went.
Oh, okay.
All right. I wanted to thank him. But you can go there too, and then I'll thank you.
I've actually have been there before. I think when it first opened, it was actually pretty good. So.
Well, good. Well, there you go. And while I'm on the subject, you can also go to Happy Place Hemp or happyplacehemp.com. Delta 8s, Delta 9s. We'll go with a Delta 9 tonight, I think, to lay me down for bedtime. And you can go to happyplacehemp.com. 25% every order, all your orders for the gummies. There's tinctures for your pets. There's other ways, the CBD and THC and CBN and CBG, whatever you need to kind of help you or give you that boost. Or help you relax. That's what they specialize in. They make them in Muskego. As I talked about earlier in the year, they lowered their prices because they found that they could make the same amount for a lower cost to the consumer. And they didn't say like, hey, Bart, we got to knock it down from 25% to 20. They're still giving you the same percent off. So I really appreciate Chris and Rob for that. 25% off every order. HappyPlaceHemp.com. Promo code is Bart. And then real quick here, an update from Bearded Gamer. He says, Bulls are trash. Bears are a lost cause. Blackhawks drafted Jesus on skates. And the Cubs are going bigs this season. What, Jake?
This dude's coming on here. All of a sudden, it's the Bearded Gamer show. Who gives a shit?
I read two of his comments and danced for him for a minute.
Yeah, you gave him what he needed. Now he can kindly fuck off. Blackhawks, dude, that Canadian freaking soccer.
We're here every night. You can't let this guy have three comments.
So
I'm just saying, look at him.
Brooke had six blocks.
He looks like a nice man.
Bart, you're trying to like inch your way towards that Chicago.
I'm not inching my way towards nothing.
No, I say Winkler on the score. One guy in the Raptors, he was actually like
670 the score with Bart.
Which is like parent talk.
No, sorry. No, I was gonna say I know Brooke a couple of those blocks last night. They had one player tonight that was like, I remember like I think two of them, which is what it is, that was like small. He was like only like 5'8", 5'9", that guy who like came in late in the game and stuff. And I saw like Brooke got like two or three of those, like padding his stats, which there's still blocks and such, but I was looking at that, I'm like, all right. Gotta get
Jake R comments. Bart ignores all my comments, and I'm a dedicated viewer for shame. I read your first one. I'll read all of Jake R's. Okay. Good win. Now we just need to figure out how to use Giannis and Dame together.
Yep.
And I'll do the timestamp. So it's 9:29 as I'm recording this. Ready? That was at 8:53. 8:56. Novak gotta go. 8:58. Get an ad blocker if it bothers you that much. 8:59, Marcus carries the broadcast like Rock does for the Brewers, I think what he is saying. Then we have a little bit of a pause. Jake R. says, Jesus, we can't even have a Bucks post game without Cubs fans having to show up. Ignatius fan base.
Here we go.
9:05, braless wife in the background.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Was that you?
Yeah, she just got out of the shower. She like didn't think the camera was going to pick her up, but it did for like a moment.
Did we see anything?
I don't know. You might have to check. Jake the tape.
Yes.
9:20, Jake said LMAO. Then he says Cubs fans only come up to AmFam when they're good. Fair weather. Then he said, LOL, nobody cares neckbeard. I think that was the bearded gamer. And now he says, yay, it's the Jake R show.
Yay, Jake R.
There we go. Jake R. Woo. All right, one guy we haven't mentioned yet. The Nassus.
Oh, yeah, with this first quarter minutes.
First quarter minutes. He was 1 for 5, had a couple boards.
Took a the three. Nassus,
I thought he might have sold it a little bit.
Of a flop technical?
But he got pushed.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, that was BS.
He got pushed. Also, if anything, like the Nassus, everybody just thinks he's a novelty. He's here to keep Giannis here. You know, it doesn't matter. I still, and I've always contended that there is a role for him. There is a role for him. And in big
on the court?
Yes. There's some, I'm telling you, there were some of these playoff games where slipping away for the Bucks or a lead, or they couldn't quite get over the hump. You bring in Thanasis to just change the energy. Remember, help the team remember that it's a kid's game, okay? And boost it up. Andre says, Thanasis missed a beautiful alley from Dame. Stop it, Bart. That he did. And then I believe he missed the rebound to recover. But
and then he's supposed to be setting screens, and he's, like, running past people like he's in an airport and trying not to hit
him. I'm not saying 15 minutes. Oh. But I'm saying in, like, there were, you know, 40 seconds at the end of a quarter.
Yeah.
For a defense. Just to throw, like, when you got guys in the past, like Jimmy Butler and, you know, Jimmy Butler, when he's cooking Drew Holiday, just for shits and giggles, throw Thanasis on him. See what happens. Knock Jimmy out of his rhythm. You got him on the roster. Mm-hmm. There's a role for him. Okay? So I'm happy that he actually got some time tonight.
For sure.
Yeah.
He's an entertaining player. Definitely. I don't know. I'm not going to say he's the worst player in the league, but he's probably in the bottom 10.
I saw this one ignorant comment. Celtics fans are just so – it's Nate Marzion, you know, had a post saying how, like, I forgot what the tweet was. He said something like, Thanasis is, like, one of, I think, like, the best.
Was it, good morning, Giannis is a buck? The thing he tweets every day?
No. Well, no, it was, like, or no. It was
500 retweets.
Like, it said, like Thanasis is probably like the best 15th man in the league. And then some Celtics fan, like during the, even the game when they're playing, they're like, oh yeah, there's about like 1,000 other players better than him or something like that. And Nate's like, well, aren't you guys playing now against the Sixers? Like, I don't, the Celtics fans are just like, oh my gosh.
That's a good question. Do you think there's 1,000 people in America no. that play basketball better than Thanasis?
There's only like 460 NBA players.
Yeah, so you're telling me there's 1,000 people in America better than
an
NBA pro?
No. And then I think there's like 250 players in the
G League. What do you think the number is?
I don't know.
Even if you took every G Leaguer, that's like 400 people. Then you take the 100 best college kids.
What? I guess
he's an athlete. Like, I'll give him that much.
He got Giannis.
If I'm Jimmy Butler and I'm playing against us and I'm cooking the shit out of us, and then the next possession, Thanasis is on me, like that's going to throw me off a bit.
Sure, well, yeah, because he doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't abide.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
He's a wild card.
Griff.
Can we transition to Friday's game?
Friday we have the
Hornets.
Can I ask part about Draymond Green first?
Rested Giannis so that he could destroy the Hornets on Friday in a game.
You think
that
they rested him for the in-season tournament game?
I think so.
Yeah. Hey, you saw the Lakers talking that half a mil, they're playing for it. And I'm telling you, Draymond, he was fucking pumped up. He wanted that in-season tournament.
Five games, way too light for all the
way too much, if you ask me.
Draymond killed a guy with a trident.
So the NBA, Adam Silver wants passion, and then these guys show passion in this tournament and they kick him out.
You can't revert or rear naked choke somebody that was trying to break up a fight. Draymond,
you guys love WWE.
No talent. I'm so sick of his antics. It's hard to watch him because he's such a dickhead. Like, we get it. You don't have talent, so you have to make up for it by being dirty every single play that you can. And it seems like I've seen a lot of people talk about this. Every time Steph is out for the game, he finds a way to not play because he doesn't want to be exposed the talentless ass clown that he is.
Yeah, that's what Gobert said. I think he was like, oh, well, or I don't know if it was to that extent, but he was like, oh yeah, whenever Steph's out, like Draymond finds a way to get out of the game. He could be with Steph and such. So
here's a good comment I got on YouTube. It says, five games for a noogie is bullshit.
No, that dude is unhinged.
You wrote that.
Literally.
I wrote that.
Steve Kerr was saying to Draymond, knock it off, let go, let go. And Draymond had like psychopathic fire in his eyes. Like he literally wanted to kill Rudy Gobert.
I heard that Draymond just doesn't like French people. That's what it was.
I think he's an unhinged psychopath. Like he always, in plays where there's completely unnecessary, he finds ways to kick people and hit people in the nuts and like, he'll go up for a dunk by himself, like, and as he's like coming down from a dunk, just throws his arm for no reason
or a
like,
leg into somebody's groin.
A loser. He's an idiot.
Yeah.
So we have to be careful.
I can't stand watching it. There's no place for that.
He's like, peak Ajax is going to be Draymond. Like, hopefully, maybe it's Draymond with a good attitude, but like Andre Jackson Jr., like, the best comps that people say is he will be Draymond Green.
I think you guys are just saying this because like he's not on your team. Like,
oh
what,
yeah,
not, what Giannis did the other night, Giannis should have been suspended for five games. He looked at the guy for a second and a half. He should be tossed.
Oh god, yeah, right.
No, if Draymond was on the Bucks, I honestly don't think I could be a Bucks fan.
Oh no, we would love him.
Yeah, we said that about Grayson Allen.
Yeah, did you not like
Grayson? No, I loved Grayson Allen before he came to the Bucks. So
well, I've been like, I kind of for at first with Crowder, I mean, I don't know, I was kind of indifferent with like Crowder. Obviously went with Marquette, but now that he's on the Bucks, because you know when we beat him in the finals, he was kind of like, I mean, I guess it's just play style, but now that he's on the Bucks, you know, it's like, hey, it's I don't mind him. But yeah, like I'd seen Allen too and such. He was annoying, but
I don't know. I have a short list of guys that I literally think I couldn't cheer for the Bucks if they were on my team.
Holy shit. Who else?
Harden.
Oh,
that'd be hard.
Kyrie Irving.
That'd be hard.
Tyler Hero.
That'd be hard.
Zach LaVine.
I don't care about him. He might be
bad. I don't like his face.
Yeah, he might actually be
bad. Embiid, really? It's mostly floppers and dirty players.
Embiid? Oh, I'd fucking love Embiid. Go play blackjack with him at Pato 2 a.m.?
Embiid is a loser. He'll always be a loser. It's still sad that they gave him a pity MVP last year. Like, it's funny, actually, that they're like, dude, we'll give you this MVP. Can you just go away now? Like, just stop.
I don't want to play the Sixers in the playoffs. I'll say that right now.
Why?
Because they actually have a good coach now.
Okay, but they've never gotten to an NBA Finals. Like it.
All right, I'm actually going to head out now, guys. And
so yeah, I'm going to wrap up unless any Cubs fans want to pay me to.
Okay.
I can whore myself. Thanks, guys. It was Garrett. Garrett.
All right. Good to see you, guys.
Garrett. Good to meet you.
Later, Garrett.
Thanks, Garrett.
I don't know. I don't like when people say I don't want to play this team.
Like you're Jim Rome.
One at a time. I don't know Jim Rome's mannerisms.
You better Jim brush Rome up. You got a week.
He's like this. He says a point. Waits a few more seconds. Talks about
how great. But I don't know like what he said. I like when I do the afternoon show. I've listened to Jim Rome before, and he can take 1 minute and turn it to 5 minutes better than anybody in the biz.
Okay. You have to say things like "War, Craig Council,"
and I laugh out loud when like. When there's one caller that like he doesn't like what he says, he will say that guy's name a million fucking times.
Or replay the call. See, I feel like this show is kind of a spiritual successor to the Jim Rome show because
I mean, don't be talking dumb. That's
I said kind of. There's some similarities. Like you can have these great callers and then you can have these train wreck callers that are just as entertaining. That's the appeal of the jungle. That was the appeal of the Winkler show for me.
There's never been a train wreck caller on this show. They've all been great.
That's true, I guess.
Every single one.
I don't know about that.
Hey, yeah, what was up with Tony tonight? What's been up with Tony these last couple of days? He seems off.
I was just raging. Are you guys calling into Rome when I'm on that show? Call in.
I'm going to give it a shot.
Maybe. But I don't know, like, what to say. Do I say, like, rack them?
Yeah. I think they'll give say, you a script.
Thanks for the vibe.
I don't get to rack anyone. That's, like, an honor. I can't rack someone.
But rack you can them. Run them.
I can run them.
Are you going to get, like, I don't know how it works. Are you going to have the same producers at all? Like, are they going to do the sound bites and all that stuff?
I got no fucking idea. It's Black Friday. I think it's just going to be fill-in season.
It's, like, run out the clock scenario.
Plus, it's Black Friday. Which people are in their car a little bit, but there's an NFL game on. I don't know if you guys have heard last 2 years. And there's college Friday. Football. There's like more college football on Black Friday than there is on that actual Saturday.
Who's playing on Black Friday?
Shit. For NFL?
Yeah.
There's no way you don't know. Jets Dolphins?
Is it really?
Yeah.
He also does like a week in summary at the end of Friday shows, at least he used to, where it'd be like all the good stuff from that week played.
Oh yeah. If they want to make that for me, I'll kill a segment.
Oh, I'm sure they'll make it for you.
And since we're on the subject, Jim Rome is one of the best interviewers in the sports realm that I've ever heard. Like he gets real answers out of people and it's not just puff pieces and he'll actually push back on people a little bit, but in a really, really like subtly non-offensive way.
Doesn't he summers here? He has like a cabin.
There goes Eagle River.
He loves Wisconsin this summer.
Yeah.
All right. I was going to wrap up unless I got any money from a Cubs fan or unless we got an Austin appearance.
Austin.
And let's go, Austin.
I don't see anybody paying me, so.
Keep Bart away. Hey,
boys.
Is that Austin or Karen? Who is that?
A-Town Down.
Can you? Oh, am I not a pro at this? Can you not hear me?
Oh, you sound good. What's up?
How about now?
Never mind. Spoke too soon.
Can you hear us?
Wait. How about now?
Can you hear us?
Yeah, yeah. What's up?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, I figured I got to the point of the show where we weren't really talking about the game anymore, so I figured I'd hop on for the last second.
Yeah, what do you got?
So I hear you're doing Rome.
Well, again, that could change. I don't want to be like all like a week of Rome because I was going to do the morning and now I'm doing Rome and they could kick me to another show.
Okay, well, I listened to you on Ryder, so I just kind of wanted to hop in and ask, are there any other ones that you're filling in the coming weeks that we should know of?
My CBS schedule is Ryder on Friday, Saturday afternoon, Monday night, Rome on Friday.
Beautiful.
So a little lighter, but, you know.
This is the first step towards Bart big timing all of us.
I just invited everyone to come on to Rome.
No, well, I think it's great.
I'm calling in. Everybody at my work will be off that day. It'll be me, like three other people. So I'm just going to sit at my desk and call in.
The next Bart Winkler show, live show. With all due respect, I'm not sure I'm going to do a. I'm not doing one Friday, even though it's in-season tournament play.
Unreal.
What?
The disrespect.
Sunday after Packers. Monday night, I'll do one.
Who is Green Wednesday Bay
after Bucks Celtics? Absolutely.
What's Monday night?
Wizards.
Oh.
Thursday after Thanksgiving, I will do at least 30 minutes after Packers. And then I'm not going to do a show the rest of that weekend.
Do we have
how badly is Detroit going to kick their faces in?
I think we're going to beat the Chargers this weekend.
The Friday after Thanksgiving, I think that's the last in-season game.
What?
That's the last of the in-season tournament like group play. Yeah. It's that Friday.
So they're doing two games?
No, it's two at home, two on the road.
The next in-season tournament games are Friday night, the 17th, on the road, the 24th, yep. At home, Friday, home or on the road at the Heat,
Tuesday,
on the 28th.
Oh, is that the Tuesday after?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the next week is either the top four or the Bucks will. The Bucks will like they're if they don't make the playoffs, then there's going to be two games that they play that aren't scheduled.
So, I heard an interview with Doc Rivers, and he was saying the NBA is having like the media circus that they have for the finals in Las Vegas, which I don't know how they're getting people to come and cover it, but that's what their plan is.
Free Vegas trip.
Yeah, I guess so.
Big deal. Maybe I'll try to get my ass out there. Fuck,
yeah, get credentialed.
Get credentialed, baby.
You the final? Shit.
And Doc I want to see Tim on the Vegas strip. He's the only person in America that likes all the courts.
I like how Q and Jake have it down where they're always talking at the same time.
Go ahead, Jake.
Let's do it.
Austin, what'd you come on here to say?
No, I just wanted to. I heard on the podcast today that you were doing Rome, and I saw on Twitter that you were doing Ryder the other day. So I listened and just kind of wanted to see that. I had to miss the game tonight. I was setting up a printer on my home network. So it was kind of kind of shitty. Kind of shitty night, but. Got to catch like good 20 minutes of you guys. So excited for the Packers. Hey man, these people that are bitching about Adrian Griffin, it is fucking November. Just shut the fuck up. You're pissed off about Craig Council. So you're taking it out on a whole different team. Take out your frustrations where they need to be taken out on and don't lump it all into one. How about that? There's my take.
I just got some tweets I'm reading while I completely ignored what you said, but I wasn't. I was.
Were you ordering boots for your wife?
No, I was doing that during Writer than you.
Oh, okay. I thought that's when you were clipping your toenails.
XOLOTL9X says, please start being more entertaining. This is lame. Block. And Marcus in Denver, a picture of him and his wife, like, cuddling. Wife and I tuning into our nightly Winx Thinks on the Bart Winkler show. Wow.
Hey.
Shout out to them cuddling.
Yeah, see, I'm not the only one. Out or what? Yeah.
Here, if she wants, Marcus, if your wife wants to get into the mood, here is, let me just figure this out. I can do it. This is YouTube comedy. Hang on. Here's Just Q. Just Q's face.
I think you need Hot Take Jake to do like a abs workout or something.
Here is Jumbo Frank from Omaha Steaks.
Wait, do you still have the elf? The Keebler elf?
Yes. Here's the ref from the other night.
The Keebler elf.
Yeah.
That we couldn't get off the screen.
Yeah, there we go.
Hey, I've got a question.
Huh?
I got a question.
Good, then we're done.
Okay, so why do you think we give Luke Fickell a free pass but not Adrian Griffin?
I don't think we're giving Luke Fickell a free pass.
We're not?
I think, like, I think that Bucks fans are we like have to win.
I was gonna say I could take this one if you want.
I was gonna offer to. I'll bounce off you there, Jake.
There's no room for error. We have to fucking win. We traded for Dame, and then the Celtics got Drew. We have to win.
And wasn't.
But if you lose one game, if you lose one game in college football, you're out of the playoffs.
Yeah, Zach says.
And if you lose two games, you're out of.
Badgers at a fleeting chance. Easy schedule. It means
are we honestly all gonna, okay, like, it's watching Badgers football is fun every once in a while, but are we all gonna act like that's our main shit that we care about? Because I know
I don't think Badgers, people, I don't think there's as much
guys on the radio. The only time you ever cared about it was when the Packers, no, I was when it was basketball after the Packers lost the 2014 NFC Championship game. So I don't recall.
There are people that like there are people where the Badgers are their number one thing and they're very upset and they're into it and whatever. But the people that it just, you can't, Bucks fans are, we're
literally just, these games in November are completely meaningless. And true. Like Fickell.
Well, not the Tuesday games. And Friday ones, you asshole.
Fickell's dropping games to like these rivals that like people actually care about that are terrible.
Yeah, no one gives a shit. The Badgers just fucking, they just bide our time till Sunday.
Look, Luke Fickell is the coach, the GM, and the Bucks right now are in a title window or 2 years removed from a title. We feel like we could have been there the last 2 years. Coach Fickell is like where the Bucks were during the Jason Kidd era, where we're trying to build ourselves up to that level. And again, because he's essentially the GM too, he's responsible for recruiting, all of that. I will say I've been disappointed in his coaching this season in that, yes, I understand you have a system that you want to run, the air raid system, but you currently do not have the personnel for that. So why not adjust your system a little bit, play to the strengths that you have rather than trying to put square pegs into round holes, which is what I think he's kind of done this year. And obviously we've seen the results. But again, you talk about a guy that's building and also has previous success, whereas Adrian Griffin is a complete unknown when it comes to being a head coach.
Yeah. Also, it's the Badgers who give a shit, with all due respect.
Well,
don't you upset Tim Shea.
Yeah, ask Tim Shea this question next time he's on.
I will when I take him out to lunch.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to bed. Thank you guys for jumping on, whether you contributed via this little box here or in the comments, or if you just were a watcher.
Shout out to Jake R.
Wife or not, Jake R. Stellar night for Jake R. Did I miss any Jake R's?
Bart hosting the jungle. Don't forget that.
Yep, next Friday. And all right, we will talk to you next time.
Later, guys.
Bye.
Bye. God damn it. My mouse died. So, okay, bye.